Welcome in the National Weather Service on the line. Good morning. How are we doing today?
Good morning. We're doing good.
Excellent.
That's a different voice. Who is that?
Yeah. Pardon me. I didn't catch the name as we were in the break.
Yeah. No, this is Rachel Kulik. I'm a meteorologist here.
Very good.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Good.
Let's talk a little weather, which is, you know, normally I'm not going to lie, in July, most people don't want to talk about Nebraska weather, but man, has it been, it's been a fun summer to talk weather and kind of continued. I think we talked with you guys last week, and it seemed like down the road and later in July, we might see this the tide turn a little bit into warmer and drier temperatures, but it doesn't look like it's going to be much of this week.
No, this week it looks like we have near daily rain chances through the week, and temperatures right around normal, which is right around like the low 90s through this week. And then next week we look like we're getting into that drier weather, temperatures approaching 100 degrees, so we're definitely, summer will be here next week.
I know we talked with you last week about, or talked to some of the employees there last week about 90 degree days, and I believe you told me there was two in April, one in May, and then obviously we got a bunch in the last week, or several at least. Does that mean we didn't have one 90 degree day in the entire month of June?
I don't know the exact numbers, but that I wouldn't be surprised. It was pretty cool June, so.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, it doesn't look like we'll be close this week, but you're right. I mean, we've had, obviously, it seems like these, even when we're getting these 30% chance days, we're getting pretty lucky in Lincoln County. It seems like we're seeing a lot of the cells. I know we had some severe ones over the weekend. There's been some pretty good hail in our area. I'm sure there's a lot of hail damage over the last couple weeks.
Yeah. Last Monday, we got that big hail event, kind of came right through the airport and hit our office. We had 2-inch hail out here. So just missed North Platte, but portions of the area got hit pretty hard.
I was covering that, and I noticed the first one kind of started north of town, and which I think is what prompted the sirens, because there was baseball-sized hail.
Yes,
and then it came east and hit kind of the eastern side. Then there's a cell that came to the west side of North Platte, and it kind of looped around south of the lake, and North Platte just kind of had a little circle around it that was protected by all that severe stuff.
Right. Yeah, I was watching that too. So, it's the way North Platte sometimes works. They just kind of get the middle part and don't get any of the bad stuff. So.
Well, I'm not going to complain about that at all. No. I know there is a severe outlook for tonight, maybe into the overnight hours.
Yes, there is. It's probably going to be a kind of a late show, probably like after 9, 10 o'clock tonight and overnight. So definitely we'll have to take a look at that a little bit closer.
It looks like maybe the heavier, better chances maybe hail in the overnight is off to the north, up in the Sandhills, it looks like.
Yep. That's the way it's looking right now, although I did kind of peek at some of the latest models, and it looks like there are some stuff that brings it down further south. So it's definitely something that's a challenge that we're going to be working through today to try to figure out exactly what's going to happen. So
I know I've followed, obviously, severe thunderstorm warnings a lot because we cover them. And, you know, obviously, it seems like 60 miles per hour winds is the benchmark to prompt something severe. What is it? I mean, is 60 wind really, you start seeing damage of, you know, trees and things like that? Or?
Yeah, 60 mile per hour winds is kind of the threshold that will start bringing down, like, tree limbs that are about 4 inches in diameter.
Okay.
We'll start seeing those down power lines and stuff. So that's really when they start to get the real bad stuff.
All right. Very good. Rachel here with the National Weather Service. Again, you mentioned it, nightly chances, at least 20% throughout the rest of the week. And where are we at July? Has it been a little wetter than normal? Are we about average?
I would say we're kind of about average. I don't know offhand exactly how much above average. Let me see. I got the information right here. It looks like we're about 1 to 1.5 inches above normal for this month. So,
well, that's not bad. We'll take that.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's hope we get a little bit more yet. But you're telling us that 100 degrees is not too far out.
Yeah, that should be arriving next week. So definitely stuff could change in the next week, but the latest kind of long-range models are showing, you know, there's a warm surge coming our way.
All right. Well, we'll not look forward to that. We'll enjoy this week. Rachel, appreciate your time here at the National Weather Service. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. All right.
Thank you.
Have a great week.